Light travels over the curved silhouetted lines of a stylized apple and leaf. Words appear. Apple Original Films. White lines with colorful tips swoop in over a grainy black background to form a logo. A24. An American Zoetrope production.
And remember, don't give your heart to any boys. You are mine until you get married. Then you're still mine.
Okay, Dad.
I fall in love.
White and pink flowers interspersed with dark green leaves form a centerpiece on a table. A woman in a wedding dress holds hands with a man in a black tuxedo.
I fall in love.
The man looks at his wife. Their eyes meet. He raises their linked fingers and kisses her hand. Later, he pulls her along an elegantly decorated hallway. They hurry down a curving staircase. Now, the tuxedo, wedding dress, and a pair of strappy heels lie on a black and white tiled floor. The sheer white veil flows down the woman's bare back as she walks forward. The man stands in a glimmering indoor pool with statues and arches decorating the surroundings. He cocks his head. She jumps in. Cut to black. A title appears, On the Rocks. Bare feet walk on a wooden floor, pausing as hands reach down and grab toys and clothes scattered in their path. Later, a comedy show plays on a television.
Nobody tells you that once you get married, you will never fuck again. If you like fucking, marriage ain't for you.
The woman watches from bed.
Shit, I haven't fucked in 7 years. I've had intercourse.
Later, she lies still under the covers. A man enters pulling a small suitcase. Leaving it at the end of the bed, he lays down on the sleeping woman. She jerks awake as he kisses her. She shifts under him, cupping his face. He leans back, frowning. His frown deepens.
Hi.
She watches him turn away from her. She lays her head back against her pillow. In their apartment in the morning, he picks a little girl up.
Mom, can I have some juice?
Yes. How was London?
London was great.
Yeah?
This guys are in for 20%.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done.
Daddy.
We have to put a deposit down on that house for July, that week in July, and I have to figure that out.
Baby, I don't know what's happening then, okay? Listen.
Come on, get your seatbelt.
I'll check.
I don't want to be late.
Come on.
Oh, we're so late. Oh, and Jimmy's new restaurant, Thursday or Friday. I just have to let him know because they're really busy.
Okay, Thursday.
Put your shoes on, please. Bye. Please. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Come on, Theo.
Hey, shoes on. Any more questions?
She pulls a pair of pink-heeled slippers off the little girl and replaces them with slip-on shoes. Later on the street.
Did you finish your reading?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Huh?
What? You did?
Mom, we're really late.
Okay.
Hey.
Coffee this week, okay?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Help Mom, okay?
They stop in front of a gate, and Theo jumps out of her stroller. In a school hallway.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I know. I look awful.
No.
I just had a peel. My face will be red and flaky for a week. But then, it'll be so smooth you won't believe it.
Okay. Okay. Oh, what a struggle block. Hi, little boo-boo.
We need to have coffee. I'm sure you don't have time, but we need to have coffee.
I'm seeing that guy again.
Oh. Yeah, it's happening. And you know what? I actually think it's fine.
Yeah.
But for me, I cannot stop texting him. Right. But then I text him and I'm like, I know that every time I text you, I'm pushing you farther away. But then I do that. Well, I keep doing it. I cannot stop myself.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, you know what? Be tender with yourself, because this is a matter of the heart, you know? It's like, well, we had an affair during Hurricane Sandy. Like, the entire thing is something that I'm trying to look at with introspection and empathy.
I'm sorry, but we actually have to go.
Oh, no, what? I'll see you. I'm so sorry. I'll text you. Yeah.
Bye.
She leads Theo away from the curly-haired woman. Outside.
Laura!
Hi!
Hi, I'm so late.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Get in.
Theo hops into her stroller.
Will you please put on your seatbelt for me?
Give me another story.
Go to sleep.
In the apartment, Laura paces in a room with large windows.
Can I ask you a weird question?
Sure.
Well, last night Dean got back. He was really out of it. He takes Xanax on the plane. And he started kissing me. And then he heard my voice, and it was like I woke him up. He was surprised and stopped. It was almost like he thought I was someone else.
What? Well, that's weird. But he was just out of it.
Yeah, I guess.
He's such a good guy, and he adores you.
You know, he's traveling with clients all the time, and I'm just the buzzkill waiting to schedule things. I can't even write. I should have never sold a book before writing it.
That's okay. Give yourself a break. You have a toddler. And you'll get back to work when you're ready.
Later, she studies a book jacket with her picture and the title Amici e Conoscenti. Sitting at a work desk in the brightly lit apartment, she straightens notebooks and papers laid out on the table. She shifts a label maker from one part of the table to another. She glances at the open laptop in front of her, leans back in her chair, and looks out the window. Later, she prints out labels, including one reading to do. She attaches another label reading main notes to a folder tab. She draws an X across a section of text on a printed draft peppered with underlined and crossed out words. She pauses, looks outside, and leans back in her chair. Later, she stands at the window, talking on the phone.
All right, hang on.
Yeah.
Tour de silence, s'il vous plaît. I can hear you now.
What do you think, from a man's point of view? Am I crazy?
No. He thought you were someone else.
What? You think so?
Absolutely.
You know what? You're just dark and don't know anything about a committed relationship.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
You need to start thinking like a man.
Thanks, Dad. That's really helpful.
Is that a birthmark?
You know, I don't know why I asked you, of all people. Never mind.
If you need me, I'm here. Hang on, Charlie. Monsieur.
She shakes her head.
You there, Shorty?
Enjoy Paris. Have a French 76 for me.
I can try. Call if you need anything. I'll be back soon. I love you.
Bye.
She turns to the window.
Mommy!
She rolls her eyes and steps away.
Time for the llama's haircut?
No. I have to wash her first.
With her daughter sitting on her bed, Laura opens Dean's suitcase and pulls out clothes. She freezes as she finds a white toiletry bag with pink hearts on it. Opening it up, she draws out a bottle of amber-colored body oil. She stares at it, drops it back into the pouch, and zips it shut. Laura gives Theo a small smile and drops the bag onto a dresser. Later, she pushes the stroller down the street.
I'm brushing your hair, little
boy. Well, I see you and the girls this weekend. Your mother and sister are coming.
Theo, you know what, Graham? Can I just call you back? I'm taking Theo to a class.
See you then.
Theo walks her fingers up an elevator button panel.
Got it. Good job.
The doors open into a large loft.
Let's go round and round, all over town.
Theo Leo skips toward a circle of children and mother sitting on the floor. Laura follows. Later, Theo sits in a bathtub.
Get back. Face me.
Laura pours water over her tight curls.
I love you.
She empties boxed macaroni into a pot of boiling water on the stove and stirs. She stares blankly ahead as steam wafts toward her face. A message from Dean reads, "Running late here. Can you meet me at the party?" Later, Laura enters an office wearing lipstick.
Thank you, guys. Oh, hi. Cheers.
She looks at the fashionably dressed people and digs her hands into the pockets of her dark slacks. She smiles as Dean approaches.
Hey.
You good?
They fist bump.
Hey, meet the team.
A woman in a leopard print dress approaches.
Oh, my God. Hi, you must be Laura.
Hey.
Yeah. Fiona, so good to finally meet you. Oh, I'm sorry. Dean must have told you there's just so much going on here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy with the new offices opening and everything. And oh!
Fiona smiles and waves.
I heard that the guys from A24 were here. I have to go speak with them. We just started working with the ghosts. Have you seen them?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, they're actually really good.
Laura smiles and hunches her shoulders.
Well, can I get you something?
I think I'm fine
Great.
For now.
Jenna, Chase, this is Nora, Dean's wife. Oh, hi. I'll be right back.
Hi.
Hi.
So, you work here?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I started a few months ago. So.
Oh, cool.
Are you liking it so far?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenna and Chase trade a look.
Dean's really great to work with.
Oh. Great.
The younger women look away as Laura peers at them.
Congrats, guys! 500K!
They hurry away.
Congrats!
500K, it's all you. Paris.
Congrats.
Fiona hands a large cake with sparklers to a man. Laura watches her touch Dean's arm, letting her hand linger as they join the rest of their colleagues in the inner office. Later,
hi.
In a taxi.
Man, what a night. 500,000 new followers. We're killing it. The amount of engagement, the insight. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, between our briefs, our team, the amount of, like, the ROIs, return on investments, we're crushing it.
So great.
Yeah.
He studies her for a moment.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I found a woman's toiletry case when I was unpacking your bag.
He frowns.
Oh, that's Fiona's.
She stares at him.
She couldn't fit in her carry-on, so I put it in my luggage. I must have forgot about it. So. Yeah. I'll just bring it to her tomorrow at the office. Thank you.
She looks out the window. At their apartment building, Dean unlocks and opens the door for her. He pulls out his phone and follows. In the daytime...
Let me have it. Let me have it!
Okay. Okay.
Did anyone see my brush? We're going to see Grandma.
And Mommy's Grandma.
Bye, babies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Have fun with your family.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
Okay. Try to have fun with your family. Love you.
Okay.
All right. If you need me, I'll be at the office. All right.
Bye.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Hi, Graham. How are you?
So glad you're here. I laid out on the terrace last night looking at the stars. It was glorious.
Oh, so nice.
At a country house.
How's the apartment? Did you finish the bedroom?
They just finished. And it is so cheerful. I could be in there with five blizzards and not get depressed.
Oh, that's so nice.
I just got a luscious cream rug from Coquelin. You know, Laura, if you're going to dress that way, you could make more of an effort.
Please, Grant, I think she looks terrific.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I talked to Dad the other day. He's in Paris.
Oh, how is Felix?
You know, his usual chipper self.
I wonder what he's up to.
Well, he does keep himself amused. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was always a handful mm-hmm. since he was a little boy.
He could never stay put for very long.
Never really knew what he was thinking.
I don't know how you can deal with him.
Smiling, Laura shrugs.
Your father owes me a visit.
Is Dean still traveling a lot with that new assistant?
Account manager.
Oh. Yeah, she's, she seems nice.
Is she very attractive?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, she's attractive.
The older woman eyes Laura.
New York is filled with attractive women, though.
Oh, okay.
French fry?
No. Thank you. I'm so good.
Later.
Come on.
Laura ushers the girls into the apartment.
Come on, Maya. Come on.
You better not use my marker.
Mom!
She drops her bags to the floor. In her bedroom, Laura lies spread-eagled on top of the covers. A small robot vacuum cleaner rolls into the room. It bangs against the edge of the wall and a metal shelf, then whirs across the carpet toward the dresser. Laura lies still on the bed. The sun rises over the city skyline. Dean sits up in bed, shirtless, and turns to Laura. She wakes up, runs her hand across his head, and smiles at him. They share a kiss. They glance at the door, and he lowers his head.
Mommy! Mommy! To be continued.
The family gets ready in their bathroom.
Where's my toothbrush?
Mom, do you want me to take my homework? Yes, it's
can you pick up my little guy? He's trying to get you.
Brush, please. Please brush.
Okay.
Go get your book.
Okay.
Rinse. Thank you.
Later.
Can I have a cookie?
No, you cannot have a cookie. We just had breakfast.
And it's not just like a thing. Mm-hmm. Because he's coming to me. I'm the one with the ideas for our company. Yeah. You know, and like this whole thing started because I was like, why are nails not more ornamental? Yeah. Obviously, they're functional. We need them to hold our furniture together. But, you know, I was like, it's about these small details that actually aren't just details. They can be treasures. And he was like, that's really inspiring.
Yeah.
And that was having this conversation.
Maya enters her classroom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pushes Theo's stroller through a crosswalk. Later at her desk, she stares blankly ahead with her laptop open in front of her. A text message from her dad reads, "Lunch at the Sentinel?" An old black luxury car pulls up to the curb. Standing in front of her apartment building, Laura smiles. The tinted back window rolls down to reveal a balding, white-haired man.
Hey, kiddo.
She walks up to the car.
Feel like hopping in?
Feel like scooting over?
He opens the door and slides over as she climbs in.
Hi, Dad.
She wraps her arms around him.
You can still break my ribs.
Hi, Moose Dog.
Hi, Laura. Nice to see you.
They drive away.
Moose, you know that this one is named after the song, Laura is the face in the misty night. Footsteps that you hear down the hall.
You know this one, Moose Doe?
The laugh, Moose Doe, that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall.
It's one of my favorites.
Lead part, please.
I can't whistle.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. No, I can't anymore. It's so weird. Ever since I had kids.
Oh, no kid of mine is going to stop whistling. We're working on this. Come on.
He takes her hand.
Nice bracelet.
Thank you.
The bangle is a reminder that women were once men's property.
I'm sure that's exactly what Dean was going for. The car slows in front of a rain-drenched curb.
Oh, you think I'm underdressed?
You just show me your cute mug.
They step under an awning at the entrance of an elegant stone building.
Oh my gosh, do you look beautiful.
A passing pregnant woman shakes her head.
You're about to see Cliff. Hello, Mr. King. Cliff. How's your mom's hip?
Good, thanks.
Good. You tell her to do her exercise, so she may as well have kept the old one, huh?
Good afternoon, Mr. King.
He thinks you're my girlfriend.
The maitre d' shows them to a table in a dining room.
Hey, I'll have a Cutty on the rocks and a Bombay martini for the kid.
Oh, okay.
He watches the waitress walk away, her arms swinging.
You know what's interesting? Back when humans walk on all fours, it was the sight of the female haunches that excited them. So that when we finally stood up on two legs, it was the women with the rounded breasts that mirrored the haunches that were most exciting to the males. So they made babies with them, and eventually that shape evolved into what is our modern female.
Huh, wow.
And men were attracted to adolescent females because they were easier to catch, therefore ultimately easier to mate. And slowly over time, these qualities, small size, smooth skin, high voice, little or no beard, evolved into the qualities most desired today.
So they prefer no beard. Good to know.
Like you.
He grins. The waitress returns with their drinks.
Thank you.
Felix cocks his head and looks down.
Ballet dancer.
Yes, I studied at the Bolshoi.
Pozdravio.
Dad, can we order? Because I got to get back and pick up the kids.
Sure.
He peers at the menu.
I'll have the ribeye well done with spinach.
All the chopped salad, please. Thank you.
The waitress walks away.
Can you ever just act normal around any woman?
She's a ballet dancer. They love to be complimented.
Laura closes her eyes and shakes her head.
So, do you miss having the gallery?
No, I still have the odd deal here and there. Did I tell you I got a new assistant a few days?
Oh, that's good.
You know what's great about her? She doesn't talk. She just listens.
That sounds perfect for you.
She smiles.
So Dean's going away a lot, huh? On business trips?
Dad, not everyone is like you.
Where was he coming back from when he was acting so strange?
London.
London. Where was he staying?
I think it was Blake's.
Blake's?
Blake's, yeah. Why?
Blake's is a cozy, little, off-the-beaten-track hotel that I wouldn't stay at if I were on a business trip.
Huh.
His eyes wander. He pulls a small notebook and pen from his inner jacket pocket.
I know a concierge over at Claridge's. He knows all the concierges. When was he there?
Last week, but let's not get carried away, okay? There was something.
He peers at her.
What?
She opens her mouth, clamps it shut, and shakes her head.
Never mind.
He lowers his eyes.
What?
She presses her lips together.
There were some of his co-workers' toiletries and his luggage.
Sloppy move.
But she couldn't put them in her carry-on through security, so he offered to put them in his luggage. That's it.
Raise your hand if that sounds fishy.
You know what? I shouldn't have said anything. Forget it.
Have you checked his phone?
No.
Well, do yourself a favor. Check his text messages. If it's, I mean, it may come to nothing, but... You know, may as well make sure.
Dean is not like you. He's a nerd. He's a good guy, a great dad.
He's a man. It's nature. Males are forced to fight, to dominate, and to impregnate all females.
He glances at the waitress standing still beside a freshly delivered bread basket.
Is that right, Isha?
She nods.
I remember the first time I saw your mother. It was a beach party. Back then, all the girls wore bikinis. Your mother walked out of the ocean in a white one-piece swimming suit. And that was it for me. I was done.
Laura smiles.
Staying on track. What does Dean have planned for your birthday?
He's not going to be here for my birthday.
What kind of guy forgets his wife's birthday?
He didn't forget. He has a work trip, but we're going to celebrate when he gets back.
That's not the same. I traveled. I never missed a birthday.
Right, but you had some other shortcomings.
He blinks.
Like what?
She stares wide-eyed.
Thank you.
Спасибо.
The waitress sets another martini down beside Laura's full glass.
All right, I'm going to take you to 21. Just do me a favor, check his text, will you? And if there's anything else you can think about, London.
His eyes wander again.
At some point, we can make a decision about whether to tap his phone.
No.
Laura, come on. He should be worshiping the ground you walk on. And if he's not, you need to know. You know, it's probably nothing, but...
He looks away, tilts his head, and sips from his glass.
Check his phone.
She types a passcode into a phone.
Do I swim?
Yes.
Am I green?
Yes.
Do I make this noise? Grimmit.
Dean sits at the table with the girls.
Oh, yes.
Hey, did you change your password?
You're sometimes green.
I was trying to send that cute picture of the girls to my mom.
Yeah, there's a new security protocol at work. They just changed it up for some reason, so. Yeah. You sure you want to use your phone?
No, I don't have that picture.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Oh. You good?
Yeah.
He steps away.
All right, girls. Daddy gotta get to work.
She searches his messages for Fiona. It comes up blank.
And be nice to mommy. I love you.
She puts the phone down.
Sorry I'm not gonna be here for your birthday. I'll make it up for you when I get back, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
He picks it up, kisses her forehead, and leaves. In the bathroom, Laura struggles to fasten her earrings. She sips from a mug. Later, she opens the apartment building's exterior door and leads Theo outside. She smiles.
Oh, you can still fly? Where can I toss you folks out?
Ready?
We're going to ballet, 51 Walker Street.
I'd love to. You've been working on your whistle?
Not really.
Shove over, Tiny.
Hi, Musto.
Hi, guys. Nice to see you again.
You too. Honey, put your seatbelt on.
All right, let's take it from the top.
Okay.
Emerald City, as quick as lightning.
It's just like air.
It helps to have a little bit more belly. Try to get it from the belly.
The black car drives through the city.
It's useless.
At a ballet studio, Felix ducks behind Laura. A red-haired instructor walks Maya toward them.
Hey.
Laura cocks her head.
Hi.
Hi.
Felix lowers Maya into a dip.
It's been too long. I can't live without you.
Hey. In fourth position.
The woman looks at her feet.
Yeah. Dad, this is Miss Mindy.
Hello, Miss Mindy.
Goodbye, Miss Mindy. Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.
Go. Say bye, Maya. Okay.
Felix leads the way out of the studio.
Right this way, ladies. Ladies and ladies.
On the street.
Musto, pull over a second.
You got it.
I want the unicorn balloon. Yeah, the unicorn.
Hey, you're adorable, baby. You're so beautiful. See, you're a cute little charm.
Jump in the shower quick. Can you just wash that?
Sure.
You're delightful, and E, you're exciting, and F.
Felix, Maya, and Theo walk through the kitchen holding the strings of colorful balloons. Laura stands under the shower stream, eyes closed. She turns and tilts her face upward.
Does my foot smell funny?
Yeah!
Because I was wondering...
We're watching Breaking Bad.
What?
It's really good.
It's a great show. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have seen it. It's great. It's not for kids.
What? Was there something bad on?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I can shuffle.
Oh, wow, that's great.
We learned that all young girls should know how to shuffle and how to...
Bluff.
Bluff, right. And how do you bluff?
Poker face.
Poker face.
He looks at Laura.
Poker face.
He points at Maya.
Poker face.
Then at Theo.
Nice, nice.
And that goes to wear the hair long and pretty, how boys like it.
Or you can wear it short, or however you want to wear it.
Long and pretty.
Long and pretty.
Don't listen to him, okay? You're gonna grow up, and you're gonna be strong women who get to wear their hair however they like. Now it's dinner time. What were you drinking?
We made egg creams.
You were all out of Fox's, you bet. But we made do.
It's not good before dinner.
Well, nobody wants one after dinner.
Yeah.
Time to wash our hands. Let's go. Dinner time.
Let's get going. Jump over. Jump. Wash your feet, too. You two guys drop food on the floor. Too much.
Chicken
and that's wasteful. Clean toes, pop that back into your mouth. 10-second rule. Learn to respect it.
He plops his shoes on the counter.
All right, I'm off. We're going to talk about your birthday tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't really feel like celebrating my birthday this year.
The celebration of the date of one's birth was originally a pagan tradition. Historically, Christians didn't celebrate for that very reason. Now we're past that, aren't we? Kids, do you want a mom who doesn't want to get taken out for cake and ice cream?
Ice cream!
I just don't feel like it, okay?
Well, we'll talk tomorrow, okay? I love you all.
Love you.
The biggest one the most, and then in descending order. Keep up the good work.
Dean walks up as Felix exits the building.
Hey, Felix, you're back in town.
I am.
Yes, you are. Been busy?
Yeah. Got a lot going on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Felix eyes him.
Wow. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
They step around each other.
You? I'm great.
Dean gives him a thumbs up.
Good night. Good night.
He unlocks the door and frowns over his shoulder at his departing father-in-law.
Where to?
From his car, Felix looks up at the building.
Let's go home.
He presses his lips together, the lines deepening on his face. As the car pulls away, its taillights a dull orange in the evening gloom. They drive between a park and a row of brick apartment buildings rising from tree-lined sidewalks. A bridge forms a shadowy canopy over a short stretch of road as they continue to drive through the city. Felix sits expressionlessly in his seat, shaking as the car hits bumpy patches of road. The sky outside turns from gray to black.
There you go, thank you.
Nope.
Outside their building.
So, you want anything back from Los Angeles?
Where do I start?
Ooh, sounds expensive. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, cheer up. Come on.
Bye, Dad.
He gets into a car.
Have fun.
I can't have fun without you guys.
At the school.
That's my reality right now. And actually, now that I think about it, perhaps she did show me some strength, because here I am standing in my own power.
At the apartment.
Those flowers are pretty. Wow.
Wow. So pretty. Look at these flowers.
Yeah, you can't even pull them out.
They're so nice.
Yeah, if you want to pull them out.
Do you think they're from Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She opens the card.
Oh, they're from my daddy.
Later, Laura sits in the girl's bedroom.
Behind the speaker's platform hung an oil painting, richly framed, depicting the mouse in Aesop's fable in his heroic act of freeing a captive lion. Well, it's like this. Oh, look, it's Daddy.
The children straighten and scoot closer to her. She picks up her phone and holds it out.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, birthday girl. Hi, babies.
Hi.
Greetings from Hollywood. How's your birthday?
Good. It's pretty mellow. It's really nice.
Nice. Good. Babies, Go get the gift that we raffle off.
Oh, I'm gonna get it.
Miss you guys so much.
Miss you too. That's sneaky. You guys planned this?
Just a little.
You're gonna like it?
You look good.
Thanks.
Where is it?
How's it going?
It's
right there. Missed that little smile. Okay, now listen, the gift, I want you to understand, it's a little different.
What is this enormous box?
It's nerdy, but it's actually really cool.
Is this, you want to come help mommy? Here, you take that.
The girls helped me wrap it.
Okay.
Take the tie off.
Yeah, start with the ribbon.
Can I help open it?
Ribbon.
Baby, back up so I can see mommy.
What is it?
All right, so this is different.
She unwraps a box.
Thermomix.
12 different appliances all rolled in one. It does like mixing, weighing, kneading, chopping, everything.
But, wow.
You know, it's perfect for like making things. Hey guys, you gonna make mommy a big birthday pizza?
Yes.
Thank you.
There's one more part to your present, but it's not ready yet, okay?
Can I call you back? I'm sorry.
You know what? I got meetings. I'll call you later. I love you.
Bye. Love you.
She hurries to the buzzer.
Hello?
I'm down here.
She rolls her eyes.
What? I told you I wasn't coming.
Buzz me in.
Get back in bed.
Laura clears the wrapping paper away as the girls get into their beds.
Good night, Mom. Happy birthday.
You. Thank you.
Oh. Where are you?
I'm taking you out. You can't not celebrate your birthday.
I don't have a babysitter.
Musto. He's got 4 kids. They're all still alive.
Yeah, I'm sure he's great and everything, but you can't just show up here and expect me to...
I'm not taking... You just can't show up here and expect me to for an answer. Get dressed.
Okay, I'll call Lucy, the girl from downstairs, and I'll see if she's available, but it's really, really short notice, so don't get excited.
He gives her an exaggerated nod.
Lucy, hi.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Shh. That's my dad. My dad's here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you free by any chance to come over? I just have this last minute thing.
He buries his nose in the pink roses. He hugs the vase. Later, he crosses the street. Laura follows in a black ankle-length dress.
You here? Hi, Musto.
Hi, Laura.
Felix holds the car door for her, hurries around to the other side, and gets in.
You look very lovely.
Thank you.
Most don't take us to 21.
21 it is.
Thanks.
They pass a cathedral standing tall amid the surrounding glass buildings.
So did Dean take his trip?
Yeah.
Did he get you a nice present?
He did, actually.
Jewelry?
No. He got me a nice present. When are you going to drop it about Dean?
She frowns.
No little red box.
What are you implying?
He briefly meets her eyes.
I had him followed. Do you know where he came from the other night?
What? No, where?
52nd and 5th.
So?
It's Cartier.
Laura's breathing quickens and she looks away.
You didn't get any present from there?
No.
At least we know he has taste.
She glares.
Now, what was he doing there? Did you ever check his phone?
Yes. There weren't any texts.
Well, that's really suspicious. If you're working with someone, you're in close contact. Unless...
He peers at her.
He erased him. That bastard. When did this acting strange start?
He's just been distracted since he...
Felix picks up a pen.
Started this company and... started working with Fiona.
Is Fiona Miss Toiletries?
She nods.
The tall business associate, yeah.
I mean, how he could do this to you, I could strangle him. Here's the plaza. This is the place to have an affair. It has the most exits.
Exits on three streets.
Can any man be monogamous?
Monogamy and marriage are based on the concept of property.
I've been married for 20 years.
See?
Women. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. That doesn't mean you have to live with them.
At a restaurant.
Bogart's table? Where you proposed to Bacall?
Really?
Happy birthday, kiddo.
Thank you.
He pushes a box with a ribbon across the table. She opens the flip case and pulls away the cloth, revealing an old watch.
Your watch? Oh, I love this.
You used to like to wear that. I think it might fit you a little better now.
I've always loved this watch.
I bought that for myself after my first big sale. A cocooning woman.
I love it. Thank you.
She puts it on.
I remember the first moment, the moment, when I first recognized you as a person. We were in the country. You're about 9 months old, and you're sitting on the ground, and I picked you up, and your diaper was sopping wet with mud and water. And we looked at each other and just started laughing, and
he gazes at her.
There you were. I saw who you were.
His wrinkled face breaks into a smile.
And here we are.
She gives him a soft smile.
What next? I think we should follow him.
What?
Yeah, I think we should keep an eye on him, see what he's up to.
I can't do that.
I think you better see him in action.
She averts her eyes.
Well, they have a work dinner on Friday.
Great. I'll change a car. We'll tail him.
Can you just act a little less excited about this? Because this is my life, and it might be falling apart.
We gotta get you out of this limbo. We gotta ease your troubled mind. Hey, Greg. Could we bring the little girl a belly buster, please? I'm not worried about you, kiddo. You've got brains, beauty, and character, which is the most important thing a person can have. Do you know what woman's that are most beautiful between the ages of 35 and 39?
Great. So I have many months left.
Women are like flowers. They're all beautiful at any age. Even dried flowers, you know. I don't know why women get plastic surgery.
Because of men like you.
Mm-mm. I prefer the factory original.
Yeah, and every other make and model.
The waiter returns with a sundae.
Thank you. I'm going to take that as a compliment. Are there two? Oh, scare me.
They each pick up a spoon.
You know, I think everyone has a right to their own privacy. But if he's doing something dishonorable, you need to know and find out on your own terms so you can be prepared for anything. I don't think there's anything at all. It may not be anything. We'll find out Friday. I'll pick you up. We'll have some fun.
No.
Outside the school.
And that way I'm like, I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to introduce him to Milo.
Yeah.
It's just like people to people meeting. Like, why does it have to be like, oh, this guy that I'm thinking of meets
Daddy.
My son.
Hey.
You know, when I'm
meeting,
like,
here.
It's sort of just like,
I'm
so is
sorry.
That crazy or I'm so
oh,
sorry?
Oh, oh, hi.
Hi, Dad.
Mwah.
How's my
Daddy.
Baby?
Hey,
Muffin.
Mwah.
How's my baby?
Hey.
Hi, baby. Mwah. How you doing?
Good.
How's the birthday girl? How was the day?
Oh, you know.
Yeah?
My dad. Lots of theories and stories.
So what do you say we go around the corner and we can celebrate properly?
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Okay, good.
I'll call a sitter.
All right.
How was your trip? How was your trip?
Oh, trip?
Yeah.
Great. Very productive.
Yeah,
got in the office, had some great meetings. Oh, we found this really fun karaoke bar. We had so much fun.
Later, the couple sit at a table in a crowded restaurant.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have these 3D printed homes that they can put up for like a few thousand dollars, and they can do it in like a day. It's really great. Like, if there's like a disaster or something, you can just rebuild an entire community.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's technology, Laura. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Laura sighs.
Yeah. How's the thing?
Writing?
He nods. She presses her lips together.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so used to writing at night. So sitting at my desk during the day, it just feels like creatively stifling.
You just have to start.
Yeah. She nods.
Sorry, I just gotta handle this thing for work. Make sure this text went through. We just landed another account. It's crazy.
He picks up his phone. She looks away.
You know, I'm just wondering, should we enroll Theo in preschool this year? Because, you know, she's on the cusp, and I don't want to wait too long, and the deadline's soon. What do you think?
Dean sets his phone down.
Whatever. I trust you.
She gives him a closed-lipped smile. He looks around and frowns.
Do you want to go? It's loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, let's get out of here.
He smiles at her. She sits with her hands in her lap.
The wine was good.
Yeah? Dinner was good.
She spots a waitress carrying a small cake with candles on it. She smiles brightly. She leans her chin on her hand and watches as the waitress moves behind Dean and sets the plate on the next table.
I'm sorry, did you want a cake?
No.
I thought you hate when they do that in restaurants. So I'm...
It's fine.
I didn't want to embarrass you, so I didn't get...
It's fine.
You want cake? It's really simple.
I don't.
I'm going to get you a cake. No. Excuse me.
Dean, I don't want one.
He studies her. She smiles and looks away. A blank document fills a screen. Sitting in front of it, Laura closes her laptop. She pulls a stack of papers toward her, picks up a real estate catalog, and flips through listings of country houses. Pale sunlight shines over the glossy pages through her office windows. She leans forward and takes her phone from the desk. A message from Dean reads, "I'll go straight to my dinner from here, so I'll see you later tonight."
Okay, you have to go to sleep, okay? Good night. I love you.
Good night, I love you.
Please go to sleep.
Okay.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? You ready to go? Go to sleep.
Okay.
Theo cuddles up to Maya.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll just be a few hours. Just
okay.
Dinner.
Thanks. Okay. Good.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Outside, Felix sits in a red convertible.
This is your idea of incognito?
You'll never see us coming.
He holds up a caviar package.
We have supplies, too. Hop in, cutie.
She rolls her eyes.
Let's make a night of it.
She slides into the two-seater. The headlights turn on and the car lurches forward.
Where are we going?
Soho House.
Why is he at Soho House?
I don't know.
So many great clubs in New York. Architectural, Knickerbocker. The readings alone at the Knickerbocker. Please.
They drive up a dark cobbled street and park at the curb. The car lights turn off and they stay seated. Felix peers through a set of binoculars.
Okay, we beat him.
A pair of street lamps flank a door a short distance away across the street. She glances at Felix. He continues to look through the binoculars as they whistle.
My guy at Claridge's got back to me.
He turns to her.
He said that Dean went to Jay Shiki's, where he had reserved a foretell, which is a good cover.
Or maybe they just went with clients.
He nods.
That's a possibility, too.
There they are.
Dean, Fiona, and three men approach the lamp-lit doorway.
Is it the one with all the legs?
He offers the binoculars.
Now I can see them from here. Yeah, that's Fiona.
Did I ever tell you about the Rockette that I dated?
Yeah.
Later, Laura spoons a mound of caviar onto a cracker on a board balanced on her lap. A bottle sits in an ice bucket by her feet. Felix munches as he keeps watch over the street.
You know,
he lowers the binoculars.
The Russians fed the cosmonauts beluga. High protein. Their waste was nothing but a slight touch of ash.
Really?
We can call this caviar because there's no more beluga, but this is American made, and it's pretty good.
Felix's scarf adorns Laura's neck.
Can a man ever be satisfied with one woman?
Come on. That's hardwiring, keeping the species alive. I mean, the woman passes through an emotional filter. Man doesn't pass through the emotional part. It goes directly from the eyes to the ass.
She narrows her eyes at him.
And it's just that simple.
He meets her gaze.
Okay, hardwire. So then how does a woman keep her desirability to a man?
A woman that knows that she is. A woman that is confident in her effect on you. That's sexy.
He looks away, squinting.
The Corsican wanted me to pull her hair hard. And that just wasn't me.
The Corsican? The god. It's Dean.
Okay.
What do I do? What
just
do I do?
Take it, but be cool. Green.
Hey. No, everything's fine. I'm just about to go to sleep. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Felix nudges her.
After midnight? Yeah, no problem. Okay.
He looks through the binoculars.
That was pretty good for your first time.
Dean and his colleagues emerge.
Code red. He's cutting her out of the herd. Oh, golly goodness, I don't think my long legs will fit in that cab with all of them.
A cab pulls up and the two men climb in. Fiona stays behind with Dean.
Taxi!
She gets into a second cab.
Oh, I can't believe this.
All right, let's get going. Hang on to those eggs. Here we go.
Felix swerves around a car.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
You're trying to lose us. You're not gonna happen. We've got too much horsepower.
No! You're crazy.
Oh, you at home!
That wasn't nice. Thank you. Yeah, Jersey!
God, why are you driving like this?
Because they're driving like this is why. Hang on. Coming through. Come on, not now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, come on, girl. Come on. Oh. Come on, darling. Oh. There you go. Careful. Brace yourself.
Oh, Jesus, Dad.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh, my God.
We're all in my way.
I'm going to be sick.
Lucky it's a good...
The small car weaves through nighttime traffic.
Oh.
Come on, there you go.
Oh. Turning.
Hang on.
Oh. Are you trying to kill us?
He ran around, and so did we. Oops. We're going to meet people. We're going to make new friends, I'm afraid. Nothing to worry about.
The taxi disappears into the distance. Felix slows to a stop by a sidewalk.
There you go.
A pair of policemen exit their car and approach.
The license and registration, please. And I'm going to need you to turn the engine off. I'm afraid I can't do that. Sir, turn the engine off. Here's the deal. I'm stuck down here in a second. Starter's overheating. If I turn it off, I'm going to lose it, and that'll be that.
Sir, turn it off.
Okay, let's say goodbye to it, because it's not going to come back.
That's fine.
You hear that?
Sir, is that alcohol?
Hell, no, that's 98 Krug in the car, but it's not open. We've yet to pop it.
Okay, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car. Your lady friend can stay seated.
This is like three times this week. You're very funny. I'm charmed that you said that, though. I mean, it's kind of flattering. But she's not exactly my lady friend. This is my daughter, Laura.
Who's your guy over here?
That's Chris.
Chris? My daughter, Laura. How you doing?
Huh.
Laura, this is Officer...
He stares at the man's badge.
Are you Tommy O'Callaghan's kid?
Sir?
Is Tommy your pop?
Tom, yes. That's my dad.
Well, we go way back. I'm going to call him.
No, sir. Please put the phone away.
Wait, it's late.
Yeah, it's late. I don't think my mom would appreciate a phone call right now.
That's right. She would bring him, not me.
Yeah.
Well, I know your pop. That was a guy. I went to Sergeant McCallaghan, Timmy. I went to his beefsteak for his retirement, and I don't know how we got home. That's what it is.
It's my grandfather.
That's right. That is correct. Gosh, I don't know why I didn't make you right away. You are a ringer. Dead ringer.
Thank you.
The eyes. Oh, my God.
Laura smiles.
So you still going upstate, going to the Adirondacks? What?
Well, when we can.
Yeah. And you got kids of your own?
We're trying.
And a boy.
Attaboy.
Yeah. It's the trying that's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, it's good to see you, man. Really good to see
nice
you.
It's nice to meet you, sir.
Yeah.
Good to meet you. And actually, we could just get you on your way. If you could just be a little more careful from now on, please.
Oh, yeah. No, I was being careful. That's why I ran the light, because I didn't want to get stuck in the intersection.
That's all right.
Hey, I need a little manpower. We need some beef. You only got to get going about 10 miles an hour.
Okay.
It'll pop pretty easily in
seconds.
We're
just going to give him a push.
I'll just pop it. Thanks. Let me get the keys on.
You in?
Yeah, I'm in.
The officer shuts his door.
It must be very nice to be you.
I wouldn't have it any other way. All right, on your mark. Get set. Go!
The policemen push against the back of the car. The convertible whizzes away. In an elegant lounge, Felix and Laura sit side by side on the sofa seating of a small table. She sips her martini, her expression blank. A middle-aged blonde woman slows to a stop in front of them.
Felix?
He rises.
Hey.
She smiles broadly as he steps over to her.
Wow, you look great.
You look better.
Yeah? Well, I'm with my daughter.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey.
She turns back to him.
I may be ready to sell the Hockney.
Oh, you know how to get to me.
You know where to call me.
I keep funny hours.
I remember.
Laura averts her eyes and shakes her head. The woman touches Felix's arm and walks away. He takes his seat.
It's a client.
Mm-hmm.
Without looking at her, he picks up his own martini and sips.
I think I'm going deaf.
He pinches his nose.
Really? I can hear everything fine. Except women's voices.
Laura purses her lips.
You can't go deaf just to women.
He points at his right ear.
It's the pitch.
They share a look. She turns away.
We're making some good progress.
He takes out his notebook.
This is pathetic.
We just need to get some more information.
She shrugs and shakes her head.
Maybe he's just not interested in me anymore.
Felix stares at her.
Impossible.
Thanks.
He scribbles in his book and she sips her drink.
I get along without you.
She rests her chin against her hand.
You're going to be all right, Shuri.
Of course I do.
He rubs her back and she presses her lips except together. She swallows, tears filling her eyes.
And drip from leaves, then I recall.
In slow motion, a single drop breaks the still surface of a martini, causing the clear liquid to ripple above the green olive laying at the bottom of the glass.
Of course I do.
The city skyline glimmers but under the I night sky. Traffic flows between the dark buildings, fade to black. Well. At the school.
Turns out he was married.
Sorry.
I know. It's such a strange bummer. And you know what? I have things to do. You know what I mean? I don't really have time for other people's baggage. I'm sort of like, okay, like get on down the road if that's like sort of what you're going to be like, especially in our community. which I think is like, okay. I mean, he's basically walking around with like a mask on, whereas I'm like so...
She gestures to her face.
Open. Yeah. I'm just like bare. Like I'm naked. And I wasn't, you know, I was there with him naked. You would think like two people naked together. Like one of them might say, oh, I, by the way, like I have a wife and a family and we own a home together and we like all sleep in the same house and like use the same bathrooms and we have a family and you're not in it because you're not even my girlfriend because I have a wife.
A text from Felix reads, get over here now.
Okay, what's so important?
Laura lounges on a couch.
Well, it's just a start.
Felix drops a manila envelope beside her.
Oh, my God. What? This is nothing.
Laura.
Oh my God, what if what we find out is that Dean's just busy? And I'm in a rut. That's it. God, I regret telling you anything.
She covers her face.
I talked to my man at Bones.
Bones? No, enough with the spy scenarios, okay? Did you really call me in here to show me pictures of my husband eating a sandwich?
There's more. We put a hot watch on him.
She rolls her eyes.
What's a hot watch?
They track his credit cards and his whereabouts.
Okay, and?
He steps up to a mantle decorated with a geometric metal sculpture and a painting.
Maybe nothing, but...
She purses her lips.
What?
He stands with his back to her for a long moment, then turns.
He booked a trip to Manzanillo.
She sneers.
You are so full of it. He would tell me if he was going to Mexico.
Felix closes his eyes.
We need to gather and evaluate.
I have to get going.
I can drop you. Quick stop.
No,
Mrs. Morris at the Sherry. It's her 90th.
I have to get home.
Fast elevators, and she's got a Twombly.
He tugs her along behind him. Later, in a lavish old-fashioned living room...
She did Venice Biennale. But Storm King, she's doing something so beautiful. It's beyond description. It's a crescent, it's called Fallen Sky, made of stainless steel. And you have the reflection. And at Storm King, you know, all these grotesque big things.
On a sofa.
Are you Felix's daughter?
Yes, I'm Laura.
You live in the city?
I do.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
How is it?
Honestly, I'm not sure right now.
And that was very entertaining. She makes rocks. Huge ones, small ones. But they're as light as a feather.
You know what I think. Marriage is like a bank account. You make deposits for the first 20 or 30 years, and then after that, you have all this interest buildup. And you can start making withdrawals. And I don't forget costumes.
Laura nods as the white-haired woman strokes a small lap dog. Felix widens his eyes at her.
So nice to meet you.
Same here.
The woman watches her walk away. Felix eyes the painting above the sofa.
I'm dying for that Twombly.
She looks pretty healthy to me. She might make it to 100.
What? We'll get my blood pressure up, Shorty. All right, I want to show you something special, but you have to walk backwards so no one knows where we live.
They both slowly back out of the room. In a hallway, Felix looks around and hurries to a door at the end. Laura follows.
Where are we going? Hey, where are we?
They enter a bedroom with a large gilt-framed painting hanging on the wall. They stand in front of it and gaze up at the images of water lilies floating in pale blue water.
That's something, isn't it?
Beautiful.
I remember the first time I saw them at the Tuileries. The next day, your mom and I drove out to the gardens at Giverny.
Felix lowers his head. He steps out, and with a lingering look at the painting, Laura follows. Nighttime. A cab passes Laura as she strolls down a sidewalk alone, her bag and purse slung over the shoulder of her bulky coat. strands of brown hair frame her blank face with the rest of her hair tied in a low ponytail. The corners of her mouth slant down and she looks up and smiles softly. Bare feet cross a tile floor. Laura's hands reach down and pick up clothes. She tosses toys into a basket. Dean works on a laptop on the couch. Laura joins him.
Hey.
Hey.
How's writing going?
I wish I had something exciting to report. I'm so stuck.
She shakes her head.
I keep telling you. You have to make more time for yourself.
Yeah, right. Like, take a trip.
Yeah.
By myself.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I got invited to a conference down in Mexico. It's kind of last minute, but it's a really big deal.
He smiles.
Who's going?
Just the team, you know, me, John, Fifi, Raj.
Fiona.
Yeah, Fifi.
He peers at her.
Right.
He looks away, scratching the back of his head, and picks up his laptop.
All right. I'm going to bed. Love you.
Laura remains on the couch. In her office.
Your bones man was right. They're headed to Mexico.
I told you. I pack your bags. Call a setter. I'll arrange everything else.
Are you crazy? I'm not gonna leave my kids for a few days with a babysitter.
Call your mother.
We're not just gonna hop. You know what? I'm just gonna talk to him.
I don't advise that. Look, you need to get ahead of this thing. It's only a few hours away. My friend's condo at the resort next door is available, got its own private entrance, and you deserve a little vacation.
No way.
Pack light.
A golf cart winds down a curved, sunny path lined with palm trees.
I got a map of the properties from my travel agent.
What's a travel agent anymore?
Their group is staying at this place right over here. What do you say we meet at the bar in, say, 45?
Felix smokes a cigar in a hot tub with a beach view.
Hola!
He waves to a pair of women walking past. Laura sits in a shadowy room with pink walls. Petals arranged over the white and yellow comforter spell, Bienvenidos. A gray sky turns the turbulent sea an icy blue as waves crash. Laura looks out at the water and frowns. A breeze ruffles her loose, wavy hair. Later, she steps into a garden wearing a flowy yellow dress and white sandals. Meanwhile, Felix performs in an open-walled beachside hut.
Exit, Polly Rose, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. You know every night that I'll be fine.
Laura walks on a gravel path cutting through a lawn. She stops.
That I'm away. Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh.
Laura enters, walking past couples sitting at tables.
And hold me. Mexicali Rose.
Watching him, she smiles.
Good.
Felix turns to her, and she shakes her head. he gestures to a young woman seated nearby.
Gabby, Laura, Laura, Gabby.
Hi.
My yoga instructor.
Hi.
Charo.
Hi. Hola. Hi.
Alejandro.
Hi.
Juan.
Hi.
This fella I didn't meet.
Do you really have to make such a big entrance everywhere you go?
That was an exit. But if I do go missing, check the yoga studio, okay?
Just don't break anything.
Hi. Hey, Carla, meaning you, Laura? Carla,
welcome.
This is her place.
It's so nice.
Enjoy it. And I'll think about the hugging me.
Thank you.
Wait, is that why we're here? Because you're making a deal?
No, we're here because we're here. She just might be someone who could be interested in a very expensive piece of art.
Laura narrows her eyes and follows him out.
I can't believe I'm here.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
They sit at a table under the darkening sky. Felix watches a woman pass.
Do you know there's a cult up in Canada where women kidnap innocent men, and if they try to escape or resist in any way, the women placate them with sex?
It sounds like your fantasy.
It's not unlike the bonobos. You know who they are.
The monkeys?
Only mammals, where the females dominate the males.
She nods at him sarcastically.
Why is it that when a woman has an affair, it's so wonderful that she found someone? But if a man has an affair, he's banging his secretary.
He looks out into the distance.
Why did you do it?
His face stills and he peers at her for a long moment. He sighs.
When your mom and I were first together, she was so amazing. I mean, she shone all her light on me. But when you guys came along, all that light went to you two. And when someone looked at me again like that, you know, I wanted that glow again.
You're such a baby.
His eyes move away from her.
We all just want to be loved.
It's exhausting.
Why?
He frowns.
It's exhausting to try to love you enough.
He leans back in his chair.
Your mother had all these things she wanted to do all of a sudden, and all her friends, and she had you kids. You know, when Holly came along and was so crazy about me, I wasn't used to it.
So that's all it took? That was the appeal, that she just looked at you with such adoration?
Yeah, and your mom didn't want to travel with me anymore. I needed to travel. She wouldn't go. She suggested I take Holly. Holly just started the gallery.
He looks away.
Did you know that she died this year?
Laura shakes her head.
No.
She died. I never thought I'd outlive her. She was only 50.
I don't really remember her.
She was funny.
The lines in his forehead deepen.
And very smart. And a terrifically talented painter.
His expression becomes distant.
I never got to say goodbye to her.
After everything you put us through, what it did to Mom, and then you didn't even stay with Holly. Was it worth it?
His eyes meet hers.
It was heartbreaking. For everyone.
They gaze at each other in front of the flowing waves. They turn their faces to the horizon. Later, they walk along a row of trees.
You know where we are.
All right, we're gonna cut between these two.
A golf cart passes nearby.
Uh-oh, come here. Move it, move it, move it. Take, take. Get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. No, too late. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Put your arms around me.
What? Ew.
Gross.
The cart passes.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck. And that is truly a new low.
Hey, you're welcome. It was effective. This is wartime.
Where are we going?
Mr. Wonderful's room is right over there.
You sure?
You can hold some of this
He hands her the binoculars. He lies down on a ledge and swings his legs to the other side.
You okay?
Yeah.
Can you hold these, please?
She climbs over and joins him in a thicket of bamboo.
Where now? You okay?
I'm doing great. I'm on fire.
Let's go.
He stumbles after her. Lanterns hang on a villa patio.
I never got the point of infinity pools. Where the hell is the edge? You don't even know. The damn thing makes me afraid that I'm going to fall off into some canyon or something.
Just shh.
Wait a second.
What? What do you see?
There's a woman in the room.
He lowers his binoculars.
You sure?
Laura grabs them.
I'm sure.
At the villa, a woman draws curtains over a window. Laura marches away.
Hey, where are you going?
I can't believe this.
Wait, wait.
I'm ending the ship right now.
Oh, wait, don't do that.
Where is he?
Wait up.
They approach the patio.
This is a bad idea.
This is your bad idea.
And that's bad, too. Silence that.
That you silence it.
Shut
it
up. It's not mine. It's not my ring.
You have my phone. Where's my phone? Where is it?
Grabbing
his
helmet.
She rifles through his pockets.
Where's my phone?
He reaches behind him as she tugs on his utility vest.
Give it to me. Come on. No,
it's for you. It's for you. I want to talk to this.
Fiona steps outside.
Laura? Oh, my God. What?
Fiona? What?
Fiona's eyes move to the phone.
Do you need to get that?
Laura bites her lip.
Come on. Second. Hey.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, baby? Guess what? I'm coming home. I got there early, so I caught a flight home. I'm on my way.
What? When?
I should be in a half hour. So, want to order some Chinese? Maybe crack a bottle of wine?
Well, I'm not home. My mom is with them. So,
where are you? Well, I can't wait to see you. I love you.
I'll call you later.
You're trying to surprise Dean?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Hi.
Hi.
Felix hides behind a plant.
Oh, gosh. Is he with you?
Laura spots him peeking through the leaves. He smiles.
Yes, that's my dad. Come say hi, Dad.
Hi.
Felix Keane.
Fiona Saunders. Nice to meet you. And this is my friend Mandy.
Hi.
Hi. So Dean gave us his room. It's so nice, the ocean view and just... Do you want to come in and have a drink?
One drink.
Very nice, but no, we're... Thank you. Thank you, no, we're going to go.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Bye.
Lightning illuminates the horizon and a bonfire burns on the shore. Laura storms up the beach, the wind wrapping her dress around her body. In her room, she dumps clothes into her bag.
You can slow down. There's a storm coming.
I know. I just gotta get out of here. How could you bring me here?
Hey, I'm on your side.
Such an idiot to let you convince me to come here. You blew your own marriage, and now you're going to mess up mine? Can you let anybody be happy? You're so selfish.
The lights turn off and on again.
You can say it to my face now.
I will. I am sick of you taking over everything. Making it all about you and what you want all the time. But you dragged us all through. You pushed Mom away. You can't go deaf to women's voices. You know that, right? You have daughters and granddaughters, so you better start figuring out how to hear them. Push Mom away. You want to push us away too? It's shocking that as your daughter, I'm... capable of having any kind of relationship at all with anybody, with anyone respectful. You weren't even discreet. You couldn't even just be discreet out of respect for Mom?
And me? Do you know what it's like to have to keep all of your secrets? Stupid theories. You are not an animal with no self-control. You can control your own behavior.
She zips her suitcase up and slams it down.
And can you be around a woman without hitting on her? Because it's starting to get pathetic.
Felix's shoulders droop as he sighs.
What happened to you? You used to be fun.
She stares at him. Crying, she walks out into the night. Felix stands frozen in place, forehead wrinkled in a frown.
Maybe something changed. Just can you please check any flight? Tomorrow morning?
Outside.
Please.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Those flights have been canceled. You can try going on standby.
Laura hangs up. She holds a hand to her forehead. Shoulders shaking, she dissolves into tears. Puffs of gray clouds dot a blue-gray sky and the sea ripples below. Laura lies on a wooden bench, her bent arm cushioning her head. Her eyes open. She blinks, slowly sits up, and looks around as the wind whips her hair around her face. She stands and walks away from the cliff, empty except for two benches. A bird flies high above the dark rocks, and gentle waves turn white as they wash over the sand. Wearing jeans and a long-sleeved top, Laura sits in an airport chair, her suitcase and bag beside her. An image of palm trees and sunny beaches decorates the wall behind her.
Thank you.
At night in New York City, Laura wheels her suitcase from a taxi to her apartment building. She unlocks the door and enters her apartment. She smiles as she puts down her bags.
Hi.
We made it.
Thanks, Mom.
She hugs her mother and the girls.
Come on, girls. No, let's go to bed.
I don't want to go to
bed. Dean stands a short distance away. Arms crossed, he stares at Laura. He shakes his head.
Can we talk outside?
She turns and he follows her. In an elevator, they stand apart from each other. Laura leads them out onto the sidewalk. Dean digs his hands into his pockets and looks down at her.
All right. What are you thinking? What was that?
My dad, you know, one of his crazy ideas, he thought it was a good idea to follow you to Mexico.
He rubs his eyes.
And if something was going on, I could get ahead of it.
Why didn't you just ask me?
I don't know. I know I should have.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She threads her fingers together.
I'm just not myself right now, and I can't write, and I just feel like you're not that into me, and I feel so boring.
Hey, you are not boring.
He takes her hand.
Okay. Maybe a little bit.
He smiles.
I don't want to be with anybody else.
But it seems like you were everywhere else except with me.
I was working.
His frown disappears and he looks away.
All right. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I did anything to make you feel that way. And I'm sorry I haven't been around more. I'm just trying to make this company successful. I'm trying to impress you.
Impress me? You don't have to impress me.
I just want to be enough for you.
You do?
Enough for them.
You are. I'm so sorry.
She cups his face.
I'm sorry.
He leans down and kisses her.
I was so stupid. It was stupid.
Stupid as hell.
She smiles and strokes his cheek.
lot. So much.
Let's go.
She turns and he puts his hands on her shoulders.
I can't believe you went all the way to Mexico.
Trust me, it was not a vacation.
Such a stalker.
He wraps his arms around her. In the daytime, Laura types on her laptop, short stacks of paper covering her desk. She pauses and looks at a printout, then continues typing. Later, she enters the living room and smiles. Dean lies sleeping on cushions on the floor with Maya and Theo beside him, papers littering the ground. Theo runs her hand over his chest and he wakes up and cuddles her.
Do you want some pancakes?
No.
Laura steps away and Dean closes his eyes. Downstairs. Felix leans against the black car. Laura smiles and whistles along.
Got it.
He smiles and nods.
Very nice. You're great.
She shrugs.
Well, we got to the bottom of things, huh?
She shakes her head.
And I may have made a few mistakes.
Next time, just ask me if you want to spend some time together.
Okay, I do. How about this? The QE2 leaves at 5 o'clock. You could still make it. I have the Princess Margaret suite. A little bit floral, but very nice. All you can eat, all you can drink. And it's a known fact that you can drink a lot more on a ship in the open ocean. We could just get aboard, see how much we could handle without falling overboard.
She smiles warmly.
Sounds fun. But I can't.
He nods and looks up at the building.
You have your own adventure.
Her smile widens.
I'll see you soon, kiddo.
He kisses the top of her head, turns to the car, and gets in. He looks at her through the open window and nods.
Bye, Dad.
They share a smile. She turns and watches the car pull away from the curb and drive up the street. At night, Laura and Dean hold hands across a restaurant table.
So, how's the writing going? How many pages did you do today?
I am on page 64.
Nice.
I just don't really know where to go next.
No, you'll get through it. At least we know you can write a really good detective story.
Ha-ha.
Or not so good. I can't believe you.
She shakes her head.
Here.
He reaches down beside him.
I got you a little something. It's the rest of your birthday present.
He sets down a wrapped box. Laura smiles as she opens it.
Hope you like it.
She tears through the paper and finds a smaller Thermomix box. She eyes Dean. He sips from a champagne glass and watches her pull off all the wrapping and the tape sealing the box. She opens the cardboard flaps and extracts a large red jewelry case with gold foil edges. Her eyes fix on him. He clears away the box. She sets the case on the table and opens it to find a silver watch inside.
Sorry, I didn't realize how long it takes to engrave.
Her eyes swell. She starts to pull out the velvet cushion holding the watch, then stops and unstraps her father's present from her wrist. She sets it down. She smiles at Dean, takes out the new watch, and turns it over.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
She slips it on, fastens the clasps, and turns her wrist over. She beams at her present. Dean watches, smiling softly.
Looks really nice on your wrist.
She picks up her father's watch and lays it on the cushion. She closes the case and sets it down beside her.
Looks great.
Love it. Thank you.
A woman sets a plate down.
Happy birthday, my love.
Thank you.
With a candle flickering on the dessert between them, they lean across the table and kiss. She shuts her eyes and blows out the candle. Cut to black. Credits appear. Written and directed by Sofia Coppola. Bill Murray. Rashida Jones. Marlon Wayans. Jessica Henwick. Jenny Slate. Liana Muscat. Alexandra Reimer. Anna Reimer. Barbara Bain. Juliana Canfield, Alpha Chin. Produced by Yuri Henley, PGA, Sofia Coppola, PGA. Executive producers, Fred Roos, Mitch Glazer, Roman Coppola. Director of Photography, Philippe Lessard, ASC, AFC. Production designer, Anne Ross. Film editor, Sarah Flack, ACE. Costume designer, Stacey Batat. Original score and music supervision, Phoenix. Mr. Murray's music produced by Paul Schaefer. Sound designer, Richard Beggs. Co-producer, Carolyn Yotko. Casting by Courtney Bright, CSA. Nicole Daniels, CSA. Credits roll.
I'm not the only one.
American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. AHD09519. Copyright 2020 SC International Corporation. All rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media with funding by Apple. Voice by Tansy Alexander. White lines with colorful tips swoop in over a grainy black background to form a logo. A24.